ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the head of PNG's Defence Force has moved to reassure the public that any decision to build a joint Australian-PNG naval base on the strategically located Manus Island would not be made in secret. There have been recent media reports detailing the plans being discussed between the two countries' prime ministers, with suggestions the proposed partnership would be an attempt by the Australian government to edge China out. That's triggered concerns in PNG, particularly after the Australian government announced over the weekend that it is footing the $5 million bill to upgrade the Lombrum naval base on Manus.
The PNG government is yet to release an official statement in relation to Australia's plans to build a naval base on Manus.
If you'd watched the local PNG channel MTV's news at the weekend, you might have thought a joint Australian-PNG military base was already a done deal.
This is part of Australia's plans to put troops in PNG to counter what it views as the growing threat of China.
But at this stage, there's been no official word from either PNG or Australia on that. Australia's Defence Minister, Christopher Pyne, did, however, have this to say yesterday.
Just recently, we announced another $5 million to build the to strengthen the wharfing in the port of Manus Island. Beyond that, we haven't made any decisions or announcements about Australia's engagement, but we will continue to work with PNG to protect the safety of the South Pacific.
I think we've also got to be realistic that, this is not creating a new naval base.
Peter Jennings is the Executive Director of ASPI, the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He's welcomed the Australian government's $5 million port upgrade, which will be the home of four new patrol boats the government in Canberra is also paying for. And he says there could be more to come down the track.
It's a modest start, but it's a long way short of the idea of an Australian naval base or anything like it. So maybe there's a bit more to follow in terms of what the government is going to announce. Geography does matter when it comes to strategy. So for any country that's looking to project power into the Pacific, be it China or the United States, Manus is strategically important. I tend to think we've rather lost sight of that. Australia had a naval base there until Papua New Guinea's independence in 1975. And really, from that moment on, I think we've tended to rather forget those old realities about the importance of strategic geography to the security of our country and the stability of the Asia-Pacific region.
The Australian newspaper last week reported the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull discussed the idea of a joint naval base on Manus with his PNG counterpart, Peter O'Neill, back in July, with the PNG PM said to be very interested. But the head of PNG's Defence Force, Brigadier General Gilbert Toropo, says there are no detailed discussions as yet.
I have not seen any detailed formalisations. It's at the early stages at the moment. Until such time, we understand the context, and I'm pretty sure we will reach agreements between the two countries that will mutually benefit all of us.
As you say, discussions seem to be at the early stages, but there does seem to be suggestions that a lot of these decisions are being made between the prime ministers of each country of PNG and Australia. Do you feel that you are getting adequately consulted by both the defence minister and the prime minister on these issues?
Yes. I'm happy with some discussions that are going on.
One of his predecessors, Major General Jerry Singerock, has called for public consultation on the issue. Brigadier General Toropo says the matter will be, but he's clear that he's already personally very open to the idea of an Australian base on Manus once again.
It is in our country's interest for the PNG Defence Force to be fully aware of it, and then the National Executive Council, which comprises of all the ministers, to be fully made aware of the establishment of any Australian bases in our country. I ask the Commander PNG Defence Force, with such a force that we have, I've always advocated that we cannot effectively police our EEZ and we cannot effectively patrol our land borders. We have made attempts to grow the force, but even beyond my time, we will still be struggling to build a force that is capable of effectively patrolling any opportunity for our partners like Australia to establish bases. It's in the long-term interest of our two countries, and we will fully support it. But It will not be a secret move. Every state minister and members of parliament and public will be aware of this move.
Peter Jennings from Aspie agrees it will need to be approached very carefully.
I think we've got to be sensitive to how Papua New Guineans think about it. I mean, it is their sovereign territory and we have to respectfully work with them to make sure that they are comfortable with the idea of this as a joint endeavour.
But he believes it's the start of a trend that's likely to become much more common.
I think that, frankly, the government was shocked to see the speed with which China was moving in a big way into the South Pacific, not simply as a competitor for diplomatic recognition with Taiwan, but actually arriving with big money and the interest to pursue close military connections and possibly bases, Chinese bases, through some Pacific countries. And so what we're seeing now is an Australian government reaction to that and a willingness to do something that we haven't done so well for quite a while now, which is actually spend a bit of money in the interests of pursuing deeper strategic engagement with the islands.